We're at the end of the study of Tekanos Rav Yehoshua ben Gamliel. And we discussed basically the Bava Basra Inyanim of Nizkei Shcheinim. I'd like to talk a little this morning about the Tekanos Rav Yehoshua ben Gamliel, the Gabi Talmud Torah. The Gemara says that Rav Yehoshua ben Gamliel made a hishtanus, made a major hishtanus in Derech HaLimud, and he's the one that the Gemara credits with starting the system of having yeshivas b'chali avir. And Agav mentions that he also said that mandekari kari mandele kari lahavet tafs l'chadre. So it sounds like his major accomplishment was that he started a system of yeshiva. Until then, there was no such idea. Every person went with his son, except those who could afford to send them to Yerushalayim when they were Beit HaZayim with the Yud Zayin. But basically, everybody went with his son. And his ishtanis was that he made a concept of yeshivas. And then, the second thing he did is he made a rule that mandekari kari, mandele kari lahavetavs l'chadre. It's Rav told him Shul Bar Shila is this rule. The Gemara said the Gemara mentions that there is Derech Agav and Achinan. And the Ad Shis, that was Machnis Naisi Ben Sheish was Rav Shul Ben Gamliel. Rav Ochanan asks the kasha. Rav Ochanan asks, how could there be such a thing that until Rav Yehoshua ben Gamliel it was only a father learning with his son? But the Gemara says, "Vishinantam levanecha elu atamim." The Gemara says that it's part of the pasuk of the Torah. Vishinantam levanecha. We say in the first parasha of Kriyas Shema, elu atamim. The idea of a rebbe in a talmid is due to Rav Yehoshua ben Gamliel. Rav Ochanan asks it's an old rule. It's not a new rule. So Rav Ochanan answers, I think what he means to say is that Elo HaTalmidim is those who came and wanted to be Talmidim. Someone came, he wanted to be a Talmid, see its order. But it wasn't a Takkan in Klal Yisrael that they were obeying the Talmidim. But that should be set up as a Takkan, he says that was Rav Yehoshua ben Gamliel. Rav Shor, Yerga Dalyo at the end of Eschanon, has a very nice Hezber in Yehoshua ben Gamliel's Takana. And Rav Yaakov in the Emes L'Yaakov also, I think on Pirkei Avos, it's not in the Shelfie and Yeshiva, I wanted to check it up. But they have a Hezber in Yehoshua ben Gamliel's Takana. And at least the way it's brought in the Argit Ayo, he says as follows. It says in the first parasha of Kriyas Shema, it says, Vishinantam levanecha. So Rashi and Chumash brings Elo HaTalmid. So Vishinantam levanecha is the Talmid. That's the first parasha. The second parasha says, V'limaditem o'islam esbenechem. You should teach it to your sons, esbenechem. So on that, Rashi says, that you have a mitzvah to teach him the basics of Torah. So here's the kasha, why in the first parasha Kriyas Shema says levanecha, we say levan talmid. In the second parasha Kriyas Shema says levanecha, it says when your son knows how to speak, you teach him Torah. How do you know which banecha is elu talmidim and which banecha is elu habanim? Why the first parasha is Elo HaTalmidim and the second parasha it's referring to your 5-year-old son? How did Chazal know the Kavanas HaTorah had a darshan? He had Talmidim and he had Bonim. So he answers, the Gemara says that when Magdim, the first parasha of Kriyas Shema to the second, the first parasha is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. And the second parasha is all mitzvahs. First parasha, Kriyas Shema, Makabel Malchus Shemayim. And the second, we're mekabel kiyumei mitzvahs. The basic ideas of kiyumei mitzvahs are in the second parasha. So the Gemara says it's appropriate. First you mekabel the concept of oil machlo shemayim, and then you mekabel the prot. Now the Pashtus, where's Kabbalah Ol Machlo Shemayim in the first parasha? So Pashtus Pshat in the Gemara is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That is the Meibo Baruch Shem, but that is the Kabbalah Ol Machlo Shemayim. Not the whole first parasha, but the first pasuk. This Pashtus Pshat, the halacha is Taka. Kavon is Ma'akiv in Mekuli Alma, it's Ma'akiv in the first, these first psukim. And the halacha is, if you're walking, you want to say Kriya Shema. Sometimes you go to shul on Shabbos, and it's close to this man. You say it when you go. You can say it in the summer, in the winter. Say it. People have to be dressed properly. You can't say sukkim if they are women in the street not dressed properly. But anyway, if you say Kriya Shema, as you're walking. So the halacha is you have to stop and stand in one place for the first pasuk. The rest you could say b'lachcha b'derech, you could say as you walk. Because pashup shat is that the first pasuk is Kabbalah Ol Machlo Shemayim. The taka that's the taj, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's Kabbalah Ol Machlo Shemayim. The rest of it, mitzvah v'avas Hashem and v'tefillin and mezuzas, that's l'chayre nothing to do with Ol Machlo Shemayim. The Zohar Rav Shor, if you look in Shari Tshuva or Ben Yaina, the Ben Yaina in Chelek Gimel of the Shari Tshuva, the Ben Yaina lists out the mitzvahs kafi, the more chomer and the less chomer. Even though we always say you don't know mountain stars shall mitzvahs, but nevertheless, the Ben Yaina says you can figure out the chomer of mitzvahs. It says the chomer of mezuzah and tefillin is that they're in the parasha of Ol Machlo Shemayim. Zebifer Rabbeinu Yair, that whole first parsha has to do with Kabbalah Ol Machlo Shemayim, even though Tefillin and Mezuzahs are in both the first parsha and in the second parsha. But there's an aspect of it that has to do with Kabbalah Ol Machlo Shemayim. There's an aspect which is a mitzvah, and they're both emes. But the first parsha, the whole first parsha, is Kabbalah Ol Machlo Shemayim, and the whole second parsha is Kabbalah Ol Machlo Shemayim. We understand this, Dr. Shor. So now, it says in the first parasha of Shinantam Levanecha, it says in the second parasha of Liman Tevaisam Mispenechem Ledaber Bo. In the second parasha, it's the mitzvah of a father to teach a son. Every child has to learn. Whether it will be a Gadol Yisrael, or be a Pashtiyid, or even be an Amoretz, but he has to know basics. So every father has to teach a son. That's Begedem Mitzvahs. That's Kabbalah Sal Mitzvahs, that you have to teach your son. L'man Temai Samas B'neichem, in the second parasha, is the mitzvah. You have mitzvah upon tefillin, you have mitzvah to teach your son. In the first parasha, it says, V'shinantam Levanecha. We're darshaning that it's referring not to a particular mitzvah, but a hagdara in Kabbalah Sal Machlo Shemayim. How is that a hagdara in Kabbalah Sal Machlo Shemayim? Because there, it doesn't mean the mitzvah of learning Torah, that your son should learn. It's the concept of the continuing of the Messiah of Torah, Medar Ledar. The whole concept of Kal Yisrael having a continued connection to Lima Torah, to have Moinde Torah, Melei Torah. The first parsha is going on the Kabbalah Sal Machlo Shemayim part of teaching. So for Klal Yisrael, it doesn't matter if it's your son or it's not your son. It doesn't make sense. Rishinantim l'hanecha elu habonim. For bonim, there's no shaykhis to Kabbalah Sal Machlo Shemayim. That's mitzvahs. The idea of Kabbalah Sal Machlo Shemayim, of teaching, is a Klal Yisrael that could teach it. And that's Rishinantim l'hanecha elu talmidim. To make the Kabbalah Sal Machlo Shemayim, is if a person is a member of Machlo Shemayim, he wants the Malchus to have his pashtus. Malchus should continue with Atzlacha. So that continuation is Eilu HaTalmidim. That's what it refers to teaching Talmidim. And that's Taka, V'shinantam Levanecha, Shinun, somebody, Altagamim, the Taimalai, that person should know things with a Klar kind. Not every child can reach a level of V'shinantam. But that's the first parasha. So Rosh Hashanah says there are two mitzvahs in Talmud Torah. there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah of Talmidim, Eloah Talmidim, which is Omach HaShemayim Dika Mitzvah. And then there's a mitzvah to teach your son, like everyone has a mitzvah to teach your son. Rishua ben Gamla, his takana, had nothing to do with the first part. The first part, every Navi had a Talmidim. Shmuel HaNavi had Talmidim, and Elio had Talmidim, and Elisha had Talmidim, everyone had Talmidim. Those who came to learn, who had a chashka and a nafsha b'tayra, they came to learn. So they looked, they searched out to go to the Gedalei Hadar to learn by them. But nothing to do with Bishua ben Gamla. Bishua ben Gamla's takana was in the Kabbalah's al mitzvahs, and the fact that every yachid in Klal Yisrael should have a mokim by a rebbe, should have a mokim in a. As part of this Shalshalas HaLimut. Rishua ben Gamla's takana was dafka not for those that were going to be the Gedalei Hadar, but dafka that every single person should have a mokim in such a surrounding, in a mokim where he could be taught. So that's the Gamla's of Rishua ben Gamla. The Gamla's of Rishua ben Gamla was that Yechidim, the Klal Yisrael, should have Mokim in Yeshiva. That's the Zachar Yisrael Shlutayim. And Grada makes sense that in the Sugi, even though you're right, he's not the one that says it, but in the Sugi it brings in the idea of Mandakari Kari, Mandaloi Kari, Lava Tafsala Chavre. Even someone is not somebody who's going to learn much, but he should have a Chelik, that's Rishul and Gamla's Takana. That everyone should have a Mokim, that everyone should have a Chelik. And the Takana of 25 people to a class, and not more. Some was also for what? For those who have a cheshik, it doesn't matter how many people there are. Those have a cheshik in the brand, it doesn't matter how many people are in the room, they're going to learn. It's for the Adam Pashit, it's for the Ish Pashit that needs the attention. So for that, he made a takana. How many people in a room? The Rishua ben Gamla's takana, Yisoid is, his takana was for the Yechidim. The Yechidim should have such a mark. That's what Shaw writes in Dargid Ayo. It's a Havana in Rishua ben Gamla. It's interesting, the Rambam brings Rishua ben Gamla in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Beis. He says if there's a city that doesn't want to set up a yeshiva, like Takanas Rishua ben Gamla, first you put the city in Cheirin, and if they still don't listen, he says, Machriv in Eisai, you make it Charev. So I would tell them, which mitzvah do you have? If the city doesn't do it, you make it charev. But the Irni Dachas, the Gemara says if it has one mezuzah, you're not makro the whole city. So there's never going to be an Irni Dachas. So Rambam says if you have a city that has a community that's not willing to go to Rishon LeGamma Takana, machriv and I say machriv and us. I don't know anybody who's ever makro such a city. Those cities are charev by themselves when they don't have. But the point they're making is the godless of this takana. Now, Rabbi Yaakov here to the Kuda, I'd like to be masked with something which is not so well known. It's something you have to know for learning Gemara. I mentioned it, Derech Agav, in some sectors that have a lot of blat of drushes. I'd like to share with you, Rabbi Yaakov Grada pointed out here to look in the Ar Yisrael Simin Yotches. He doesn't say look, he says Kimaimer and Sol Salanter in Simin Yotches. He cited this letter, a very short letter from Sol Salanter about Derech HaLibud. And in Ar Yisrael, it's the 18th letter, Yotches. I'd like to read to you the main part and to be Masber the point that I want to make. He says, he's talking about the Derech HaLima that we have, that we learn. You all know, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, the Chamesh LaMikra, Ben Eser LaMishnah, and Ben Chamisha Asa LaGemara. We don't do that. The boy's 10 years old, he's learning Gemara. And the Mishnah itself says that you don't start Gemara until you're 15. You're supposed to learn Chamesh, until you know Tanakh. And then you learn Mishnayis, until you know Mishnayis, and then you learn Gemara. Klal Yisrael doesn't do that already since for 1,000 years, Kali Yisrael is not, has no such a derech amina. So the Rabbi Sosalat is masber why it's that way. He says, "Lezayis haTalmud etzleinu, the Gemara to us, k'may bechinas mikra b'mechazal." He says the Gemara to us is like mikra when it says mechamish lemikra. That's for us the Talmud. Limud haMikra etzleinu, k'may bechinas aleph beis b'mechazal. So learning chumish by us is like aleph beis. Now, you know, laugh. What do you mean? Everyone knows aleph beis. Not everyone knows chumish. That's like. He says, "Liman haMikra etzleinu, k'ma bechinas aleph beis b'mechazal. Lavei al yodai leliman haTalmud." We learn Mikra just to be able to use it to understand Shas. V'sifrei gedali ha'paiskim rishayim v'achrayim, u'k'may bechinas Mishnah b'mechazal. He says to start learning gedali ha'paiskim rishayim v'achrayim. That's like ben esel l'mishnah. That's like Mishnah in the time of Chazal. Asher b'yad Adam haroy u'mukshel l'kach lachlek l'shanei salpitzanom haritzuyim lachriya imimotzei paisek l'smachala. For a person to start tumbling and learning, you can only argue if he finds a paisek l'smachala v'ulay l'adam gadol gam lachlek k'may rav tana u'palik. And then he says v'achar ha'bekiyas ha'neiro v'tamu v'ali v'abli v'yushalmi. If the person learns all these things, the part of the Shas, he's saying Shalom Yerushalmi too, and Yedi and the Chayin of Gedali HaPaiskim, and then the next step, which is to know the Gedali HaPaiskim, Yedi as Limud HaTaisis HaKulana, Oz Yavai HaAdam L'Limud HaTalmud, Hu Bechinas HaTalmud B'mechazal, who are Ian Hanacha in Lisha of Yisaidis Hatam and Befrata of Yokaimis Apu Fuzarin, Lahav and Lahiris Kadas, Zu hi Bechinas Teres Emes Hanikra Bemishna Begemara, Bemikra Bemishna. So he says that Zu hi Shimish Tamid Echacham. He says like this, the first step with the equivalent of Ben Chamish Lemikra by us is learning Gemara. The equivalent of Ben Eser Lemishna is by us learning the Bekiyus, all the Paiskin, Yishayim and Afraid. The third level of Bechamesh Esrei LeGemara, what did it mean in the time of the Mishnayos? When you're 15 years old, you learn Gemara. There was no Gemara. It meant that you go and you're Mefaltel and you're Meshamish Tamid Echachamim and you know how to argue back and forth and how to pass in Amachis. So he says, after Bechamesh LeMikra, which by us is Shas, and Ben Esel LeMishnah, which by us is Mishayim Nachrayim, then, by 15 we don't make it, but then the next Bechina, the next level, is Gemara, which Gemara is not, when you learn the Mishnah, you see Gemara, you think it means Talmud Bavli. It doesn't mean Talmud Bavli. Gemara means Shimish Talmud Echachamim, knowing how to argue back and forth in these inyan. So, Ibsosalantis says that this is, when it says, the Chamish HaMikra, in Esa LeMishnah, the Chamish Esrei LeGemara, that's what it is to us. Now, I want to be mazur to a very practical thing from this. When we learn Gzeres HaKosis, we have sugyas and shas, so this whole plot with Gzeres HaKosis, he dashes this way, he dashes this way. What does he do with his pasuk? What does he do with that? It goes back and forth, how to dash it a pasuk. We're lost in pilpul. Most of us, when we learn such things, so why dash it this way and not that way? We have no clue. Why Darshan? Sometimes the Gemara says a Kal V'Chayma, and sometimes it has a Perichin, sometimes it doesn't have a Perichin. We have a hard time with it. I'm reading the fourth Perik in Kedushin. I see Rabbi Yashuv has a piece there. He writes, it's so hard that sometimes the Gemara, sometimes the Gemara says, learns one thing out of two things. Right? It says you have a Perichin on this, why rise that, rise that, or that, that's how a Shavish Aban. It says, I want to learn A out of B. But B is different, so C Aichiach. C is different, B Aichiach. So learn it out from the two of them. You have that in the Gemara all the time. And then every once in a while, the Gemara says, you can't learn out of the two of them. Because each one has its Tzad Chomer. They don't have the same Tzad Chomer, they have different Tzad Chomer. So sometimes the Gemara says you could learn from the two of them. And then the Gemara says, no, the two of them, each one has its own Chomra, so you can't. Says Rabbi Yashiv, he writes, how are you supposed to know when the Gemara goes this way and that way? Of course, Rabbi Yashiv He has a mahalach. But the point is that when we learn it, we struggle with it. The truth is that learning Chumash to us is like Aleph Beis Chazal. If you learned Aleph Beis, would you start clearing why is the Beis shaped this way and the Aleph is shaped this way? I can start clearing. All right, there are people who darshan these things, but you don't start darshaning on your own with your own seichel. Why the Beis sticks out and the Chof doesn't stick out? Oh, it must be this, must be that. We don't. We take it and we go back to it. Basically, when you learn drushes and shas, we'll mekabel the drushes and we go weiter. You'll see, it's rare that the Gedolei Rishonim or Achronim start to declare why darshan this way, why not darshan that way. That's all part of Yisro Salant is saying, that how to learn Chumash, that's like Aleph Beis. Our Chumash is like Aleph Beis. We don't know the Mahalach in how to darshan up the Pesukim. The whole Mahalach HaLimud is different by us. We don't dash up Sukkim Bechlau. We take the drushes with them and we have the Messiah and we go back. This is where we saw Salanta's letter. It's important Hakara to have. If people ask me, why you dash and how do you see it in the drusha, I always struggle. The Torah Tumimah is one of the few Svarim that always tries to see how you see a drusha in a pasuk. But also he doesn't do it every time. What's a drasha? What's wrong with limaditem oisam es b'nechem? Right, you should teach your children. Limaditem atem. Why do you need a drasha? Limaditem oisam es b'nechem. Teach your children. I'm not sure why you need a drasha. Taisa said you swarm to like arson. Limaditem atem. Because when you get to a drasha, you go back. Dr. Yaakov, that's all part of the change of Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. Before Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla, the Ikka Limud was to spend years on Chumash with the way Chumash and to know Taka, how to dash the Chumash, how to teach Chumash. At that stage, it was more shayach for a father to teach a son. It's one boy knew more, one boy knew less. But if everything is based on Chumash, so it's more shayach. The brighter a kid is, the more he'll take on to it. As the Dairus went on, and we have to be Makabal Mesairi Droshes, we can't dash on our own. So it became, there was a bigger body of Torah that you had to be Makabal before you could start to be Mefapal on your own. There's much more Teichin to Torah. We can't even imagine how they dashed before their Mishnayos was written, how they learned from the Torah. Part of that ishtanus, Rabbi Yaakov says, was the ishtanus to the need for the yeshivas, the Rishon ben Gamla's takon. Because the whole seder halimud was nishtan. The whole seder and the way that people learn was totally, totally nishtan. So these are the yesoides of Rishon ben Gamla, the whole shinui. I think Rabbi Yaakov writes in his kasha, Beloshin, he says, we know the Messiah that if we take Arba Minim, Aluliv, and Esrig, Haravas, Hadassin, same exact thing. If we would have a film of Ezra HaSeifer taking Arba Minim, or of Aaron HaKayin taking Arba Minim, it would look exactly the same. The same Aluliv, the same Esrig, all right, maybe nicer or not nicer, a little fancier, not fancier. We know the way we do the mitzvah is the way Rabbeinu HaKadosh did the mitzvah, the way Abaye Rava did the mitzvah, and the way Eliyahu Navi did the mitzvah, the same exact Aluliv and Esrig. The same thing with the Shaifer, it's the same Shaifer. Everything's the same. So yes, why in Liman HaTorah there's such a total change? In those Dairis, you learn with your father. Your father taught you. And there's all the Shtanus to a system of yeshivas. It can't be used just for the Yisayim. So this is the Hesber, that it's the change, the big change of Klal Yisrael and the Derech HaLimud. And the weakening of the Dairus, and that's his husband.
What happened to Simon Simon?
Yeah, what's his Simon? The Gemara says it was a problem. If somebody had Rachmanis, someone took care of it, took care of the Yasin, someone did. So then he didn't.
Huh?
I'm sure they took care of it, but there was no system in Klal Yisrael. There was Tavor, it's only the Simon. There were people also that were incapable of teaching. Not every father is capable of teaching. In his Maimer on Lashon Kodesh, Sefer Rebbe, his Masbah, why Lashon Kodesh fell by the wayside in this Galus. So he writes, it was also because of this Ishtaris. Because it says that in the beginning, everyone learned Mikra. So that's what it says. It was a Ben Chamesh. So it says, Avid Malam De Lashon Kodesh. That's Rashi's Lashon. If you look at Rashi on the second Parsha Kirishma, Rashi says, Avid Malam De Lashon Kodesh. He teaches him the meaning of all these words. Ikav Torah was then just to know the meaning of the words. The Meshach HaDairis, Ikav Torah, became being Mepapul in Torah. And the Bukula Dairaisa is not Lavdach Lashon Kodesh. The way you think, that's the way you speak. And that's why the Lashon Kodesh fell to the wayside. But the Ikav Nekuda I want to make is that this Takonim Shulchan Gamla, it's an Ikav Takonim in the history of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara here brings it Derech Agav that if you have a yeshiva on your block, you have to let the yeshiva be in the block. But don't, you should appreciate the Etzem Takonim of Shulchan Gamla, how you say this thing it was. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. I want to get up to the sugya of what we call Hasagas Gavul. The Gemara has still a few more shtick lechia to do with the previous sugya. We're up to, I believe, the last narrow line on the page. Omar Rab. Sach Mikri Dardiki Esrin v'chamisha Yenuki. He says Sach means the total. Of for one rabbi should be 25 children. The e kachamshin leisvin on trei, and if they're 50, you have two rabbis. The e ka arboy, and if there's 40, mukmina reish tukrana. You put an assistant more. Umesayin lemimasa, and the city pays for it. There's machlekes rishonim how to teach these few lines. The Taisus learns, seems to learn. That if you have 25, you hire a rabbi. If you have 50, you hire a second rabbi. If you have 40, you hire an assistant. I guess that it seems to be the pashta way to teach the Gemara, the way it says the Agirsa is this way. So that means what's the class size? The average class size? According to this Gemara, what'll be the average size of the class? Somewhere in the 30s, right? Anyway, from 25 to 49 is one rabbi. What I'm saying, if it's 24, you tell them go to the next city. 25 to 40 is one rabbi. 40 or more is one. According to this, the Gemara is saying once you have 25, then you have a rabbi. The Rambam, when he brings this Gemara, he says you have one rabbi up to 25. When you hit 26, you need a second. He says when you have 26, you need an assistant. And when you hit 40 or 41, then you need a second rabbi. The second class. Although he learns that this is the maximum. That 25 is the maximum you can put in a class. And 40 is the maximum in a class with a reshtuchna, with an assistant. And 50 is the maximum for two rabbis. If you have 51, you need a third rabbi.
What happens if you have 41?
So then you need a second rabbi. He's saying that when you have 41, you need a second rabbi. Because up to 40, you could go with a Reish Tuchna. Up to 25 with one rabbi. Up to 40 with a Reish Tuchna. And then up to 50 with a second rabbi. So once you have 41, I don't know if it's 40 or 41. What? Well, it's 51. The way the Rambam learns, the Stummy has a slightly different girsa. That it means Ika Adcham Shin Misvina Tre. So Arbin is a Duchta. At 40, you need a second rabbi till 50. And that's good enough till you hit 50. And if to 50, I guess one of the classes should get a Reish Duchta. Until 80, it should work. What? Sorry, what? You don't need Gemara for what? The 51, so you don't need a Gemara. That's why Gemara doesn't say anything. Gemara doesn't say yes to 50. Gemara doesn't say till 50. According to the Rambam, till 50 is the second Rambam. Till
50.
Then he starts second. What? Yeah, but you would think a Rebbe and a Reish Tuchna, maybe you could go to 60. The Rebbe and the Reish Tuchna. So it's telling you that the Rebbe and the Reish Tuchna, according to the Rambam, is still 40. According to the Rambam, it's still 40. And then it's telling you that you need a second Rebbe. Oh, so the question is, once you need a second Rebbe, why does that have to tell you it's 50? So one Rebbe 25, Reish Tuchna is 40. So in the name of 41, you need a second Rebbe. So why do I need a second class? So why do I need the Gemara to tell you 50? But then Lachar is Pasha, because I already said that each class can only be up to 25. If I tell you a class is up to 25, and a class with assistant is up to 40, then I know 41, I need two classes. And I know that 50, I need... So what changes at 50? Nothing changes at 50. What changes for 41? 41, I need two classes. So at 51, it changes that I need a Reish Tuchna again for one of the two classes. L'chayr, it's not a chiddush. According to Taisis, it's a chiddush. According to the Rambam, what's the chiddush 15? How would you do it? When you have 50, you can only do it. But the Gemara doesn't say that. If you have 50. Two assistants? 50, you don't need two assistants, you have two classes. I think the Rambam must have a gift that you can add Chamshin. Ad 25. It had to be slightly different gears. It doesn't fit on Nusach, the Rambam. I think the Rambam also, in his Pirish, also says this chat. Just it doesn't fit the Lashon. I think Ramesh declares that at 75, do you have to have three classes? Or is it two classes with two Reish Tuchnas? What's better? Have three classes with one Rebbe in each, or two classes with 40 each and a Reish Tuchna in each one. And so, Akapanim, this is the structure of the class, the ideal class. V'omarava, hai mikri yenuka de garis. V'ikachrina de garis tvei mine. Loi misalkinole. Dilma asi lis rashule. He says, if you have a Rebbe who's less medayik, the Rebbe is more medayik, don't stick in the Rebbe is more medayik, because once he knows that he's the best Rebbe, he's not going to be, he's not going to perform. It's good to have someone a little less, and there's someone looking over his shoulder, that's better. The Gemara Taka argues. Gemara says, Rav Dimi min Arda Yamar, Koshkein de Garas Tvei, Kinesai from Tar B'chah. He says, no, you put someone in because he's better, he'll take pride in it. And whoever's Garas Tvei should get the job, and it makes a competition. So it means what? The Dayik means that he's, well, it's going to be two pshatim by Zohar and Zecher. The Dayik either means that he himself is more careful in what he says, or it means that he's more medayik in what the Talmidim, how the Talmidim say it back. Vomer Rava, his Rava said another memory. Hani trei mikri darbiki, chad goris v'lei daik, chad daik v'lei goris. Mosvina hu de goris v'lei daik. The one who knows more, even if he's not so medayik in what he says, is better than the one who's medayik but does not such a big tamachach. Why? Because shabesh the memela nafka. So if they'll know a lot and they'll make mistakes, the mistakes they'll memela over the years, they'll straighten out the mistakes. We all know shabesh the kivin da olol. All the mistakes we have from when we were kids, the way we mispronounce words, we don't start pronouncing them right when we get older. It must be that Rava was such a brilliant genius that by him it didn't work that way. You know, he had a shabeshta and he was able to control himself and change it. But by the rest of us, shabeshta kivin da olol. We're used to mispronouncing words and we pronounce it that way, unfortunately, but for a very long time. And then it brings this pliadika gemara. V'ksif yisheshes chadashim yashav sham yaya v'chol Yisrael an hachris kozocha be'edoim. Until they killed out this chorim of Edoim. That's not talking to Dafka about Amalek. It's talking about Edoim. If Yisrael carried the David Amalek. My time avadetachi, why did you only kill the Sfarim? Amalei, v'ksif timche zachar Amalei. Amalei, hanan, zecher karino, whichever girsa you like. Aye, we have a girsa of zecher Amalei. So what do you have? Every parashah is parashah zachar, they read it the wrong way, and he was never yet the parashah zachar. I don't know. He understood it differently. Amalei, hanan, zachar akriyan. Also, Shiloh the Rebbe. So he went and he hunted down his Rebbe. And so Stom wasn't an elementary school Rebbe. In those days, they learned Mikra. They learned everything from the Torah. They didn't have Gemara. And Amalei, Heyech Gakri, son, how did you teach us? Amalei, he said something. Shokol Safsir ul Mikdala. He wanted to kill him. Now, what did he say that he wanted to kill him? What did he say? He said, the right way is. So Tysus says in the bottom Tysus, he said, Zecher, the Rebbe got it right. Well, why do you want to kill him? Because he wasn't Medayik in the Talmidim. He let the Talmidim make a mistake. That was the Avla of the Rebbe. The Marsha says that the Rebbe said Zachar. So he wanted to kill him. He says, you're a Rebbe, you don't know how to say the words. But Tysus says, no. Tysus says, the Rebbe knew what he was saying. Tysus says, if the Rebbe made a mistake, people make mistakes. But if he made a mistake, he got it right. And he didn't make sure that the Talmidim got it right. So it's Chayav Misa. Now Gemara is saying that you have to have tests. You have to have a chinnis, no? If you don't test the Talmidim, what does it help? You teach. And if no one's tested, then they don't straighten out their mistakes. No. So Shokol Safsira L'miktolei Omalei Amai. Why do you want to kill him? Because we're not sure which Kabbalah is correct. Zecher and Zecher. We know it's not Zachar, but between Zecher and Zecher we have a confusion. I'm not sure. I mean, I can imagine things, but I'm not sure what the difference is. One is a word that's attached to the next word, and one is a word that stands by itself. Zecher is attached to the next word, and Zecher is a word that stands for itself. Zecher is a remembrance. Zecher is a word that's mishamish the next word. Zecher. Seems there we have no two Messiahs, we have no Suffolk and a Messiah. Zecher and Zecher, it seems that we do. I don't know more about it than that. I want to bring a raya from here because to bring a raya from this Gemara, I don't remember which way. To bring a raya that it's a tzeira. Because the Komets cotton. They bring a ride to Segel. Because a Segel is the junior tenua of a Komets Gadol, of a regular Komets. All the five, there are ten tenuas, right? We went through this once. There are five sets of vowels, Moshe Kaidish. Right? P, Tu, Chei, Chai, Sam are the five major vowels. There's a Chirik Malay, and its junior vowel is a Chirik Kut. Right? A Chirik Malay is a Chirik with a Yud, and a Chirik without a Yud is a Kut. There's a Shurik and a Malupin. U sound with a Vav and without a Vav. Pituchei, then there's a Tzere. The Tzere's junior vowel is a I think is a comet cut. And then there's Chai, son. And each one also has its junior vowel. But the point they make is that the Kametz Katan is the junior vowel of the lower case vowel of the Tzere. And therefore, it could be the Rebbe taught them, and the Tzere and that Kametz were called by the same name, and that's how the confusion happened. I think there's such a... I don't know where I saw this. I don't know, it's so such a... Anyway. What? Why did he... It's only Edaim. A little bit of a kasha, because it doesn't say that he killed Amalek there. It says he killed Edaim. So I saw one in Mefarshei HaGemara, maybe in the back. He said that it had nothing to do with the mitzvah Mechias Amalek. It had to do with killing Edaim. But he said Amalek is from Edaim. And if by Amalek you only have to kill the Scharim, so the rest of our Edaim is only have to kill the Scharim. That's the way he dashed it. So, Amalei Amai, Amalei Diksiv Orer Eisem Melachis Hashem Ramiya. Amalei Shavkis Lul Gavra, the Lake of Ba'orer. Let him be with the Orer. Amalei Diksiv Orer Minash Arbay Midan. Yikidiyami Kathli, Yikidiyami Lai Kathli. So this is very hard, this Gemara, how he killed him. So Rav Moshe has a whole Arichas here on when you're allowed to kill a Merv and Malchus. Wasn't a Meir of Malchus. It's very hard to understand. Very hard to understand what it means he killed him. Ramesh at the end of his long arichus says maybe it doesn't mean he mamish killed him, it means bederach drush. But, what? Oh, the Rambam gave Makrasif for Gemara in Shabbos. There's a Gemara in Shabbos that says that the yeshiva that's mevatel teretz in every shul beis rabban not even nice. It doesn't say in every shul gamba. Right. So this is the story of Yayav with the zachar. Very hard to understand. Vamarava. Mikri Yanuka Shasla Tafla Vumna Vesifer Masa Kulam Kumusrim Vaimedin. These jobs are jobs that it's easy to make mistakes that you can't correct. And therefore the Kumusrim Vaimed are like warned. Mikri Yanuka, the Rebbe, Shasla, somebody who plans for you. Once he plans for you, if he doesn't do it right, you lost the year. Tafcha, a butcher, a shaykhit. Umna, a maker's dam. Sefer Masa is somebody who, according to Rashi, is Sefer of Svarim, according to Tosfos, it's somebody who writes Shtaris. Now these people are Chayav Misa. These people are Musrim Ba'imdim. What does it mean, the Musrim Ba'imdim? It means all of these people, you don't have to give them a warning. If they make a mistake once, you can dismiss them right away. Because their mistakes are mistakes that don't that can be corrected. You have a loss once whatever they do, you have a loss. Kop klola the milsa. Kop say that loyhada musravaimin. That any warning that say that loyhada is like musravaimin, and there's no going back. I'm not sure until what age that works. I know. The busher has a couple hundred people, right? So I haven't finished that comment. So I'm not sure until what age it goes. It's till the age that you have to have a Rebbe. Their age is an age of a person can learn on his own too. So he has a shiur that helps him a lot. But he's learning on his own. Yes, I would think I'm making the Rebbe's job easy. He has to work less hard. When he had 25 Talmidim, he had to work very hard. Now he has 40 Talmidim with Tura Bayim. So every time the yeshiva adds an expense, so the parents say, well, we're going to pay, you have to pay for this, you have to pay for that. People don't want to pay for it. The Gemara says that you can be kaifa. You can be kaifa. Well, it sounds like the Rebbe is teaching, and he is helping the Talmidim Chazan. This is what the words sound like, right? As the Rebbe teaches, and then the boys say it over, he says it with them. One thing we see from this Gemara the other day is if it's not one of these jobs, you hire someone, he makes a mistake. You hire a plumber, he makes a mistake. So by us, he makes one mistake, you get upset at him, you never finished. Gemara seems to be saying that a normal person who works for you, if he makes a mistake, you're supposed to let it go. You know, then you warn him. These five, what is it, five? If you look at Shasta Tafta, I'm the Sefer Master. These five, I'm Musar and Vayim. They want. That's Tamazai, a regular worker. I don't know any Gemara, it says anywhere in any Gemara that if you have a worker and he makes a mistake, you can't fire him. It's funny, Gemara says, these five, I'm Musar and Vayim. So, what does it mean? Everybody else, you can't fire them. You're allowed to fire him. If somebody doesn't do the right job, you're allowed to fire him. But it seems that it's from the Nimuke Derech Eretz that you don't just fire somebody. I remember we used to go bake matzahs. We had a chabura here in the yeshiva. Rav Palm was part of the chabura. We used to go bake matzahs, and the second matzah bakery opened up, which had more hidurin in the matzahs. So I remember then I went to see it together with Trout. Should be well. We went to look at it. Taka had a hidurin. You know, it was a new matzah bakery. They were willing to do things slower, and so we decided that the chabura will switch to there. So the Torah Pham, Rav Pham didn't let us switch. He said, just like it's a mitzvah to be mahadir in the matzahs, it's a mitzvah to be mahadir in Yenis Parnasa. If you buy him all the years, and then you're just going to switch, you go to someone else. So you continue. I don't know, most people today don't have loyalty to their products that they use or to the stores that they use. Another store opens and has a 5 cents cheaper, so you go somewhere else. But it seems that there's some idea, you have somebody, even if it makes a mistake, but that there's some idea of Nibuke Derech Eretz to have some type of loyalty. It's not sure to pay the Rebbe. Yeah, the pay for the Rebbe, it's clear. Bishulam and Gamlas Takonu was that everyone in the city has to pay. In theory, it's the gay. Even in practice, most yeshivas couldn't make it without most of their budget coming from donations, which is very, very difficult. We don't have a kehila. So how do you decide you must give to this yeshiva? We don't have a kehila. If you have a kehila, in Washington Heights, all the years, they had a kehila. And everybody got paid for the kehilah. The Batei Dinim didn't charge for the entire. They still don't charge. Washington Heights, they don't charge for the entire. The kehilah pays the Batei Dinim, and people have the entire. They come. And everything was paid from the kehilah. That's the way it's supposed to be. Problem is nowadays, which yeshiva belongs to which kehilah today? You don't have a practical way of doing it, but the emissaries. That there's a chiyuv to support the yeshivas. And the person that has a child doesn't have a child in yeshiva. Next sugya is the sugya of Hasagas Gevul. Now, I just want to tell you, everyone knows there's such a thing as being Masa Gevul. Somebody has a business, you can't open up a business next to him, you're Masa Gevul. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I challenge you to find in any Gemara, or any Rishon, or even in the Paiskim, until the later generations, the word Hasagas Gevul for competition. This expression, which everyone knows, Dine Hasagas Gevul, people think you'll find it, the sugya of Hasagas Gevul in Shas. Hasagas Gevul means, this is the sugya, it doesn't say a word about the expression Hasagas Gevul. No such thing. Right? The pasuk in the Torah that the Orem Asa Gevul Chaveray, it means you cheat on your boundary. You go over to the boundary, you move the boundary markers over, that's Hasagas Gevul. Moving the boundary marker. What we call Hasagas Gevul is called Paskal Chiyusei, which is the expression we're going to have in the Gemara. Paskal Chiyusei, the dinim are a bit, they are a bit complicated. And again, you know, the Torah is here. Those who want to harve and understand and learn, they'll get into the sugya. Those who don't. It takes a certain amount of work to get into the sugya. And again, I encourage you to learn it with the Shulchan Aruch. I think you'd be surprised at the halachas of Hasagas Gevul. And it's Hashem, we'll start the sugya.